So this is Michael Ford on a ramble about programming languages, implementations, popularity in books, part three, an audio boot. You can visit my blog at voidspace.org.uk/blog. So I was just talking about implementations of Python and performance. Of course, where a lot of work has been done around dynamic languages and performance recently has been JavaScript, which is arguably the most widely used dynamic programming language, and the major browser vendors have all, with perhaps the exception of Microsoft, been looking in a big way at JavaScript performance, and we've seen the Squirrelfish, the TraceMonkey, and the V8 just-in-time compilers for JavaScript come out and prove that dynamic languages can run fast. And in the Unladen Swallow project for Python, we're seeing one attempt to move the same kinds of technology that speed up JavaScript into Python. Another project which is looking to do the same thing is PyPy. That's the Python in Python project. They're in their fifth incarnation of their just-in-time compiler for Python. It's a very interesting technology. It's a tracing JIT, a bit like TraceMonkey in Firefox. But the interesting thing is that rather than write a specific just-in-time compiler for Python, they've built a JIT generator into their compiler toolchain. So any interpreter written in RPython, which is the restricted subset of Python, a static language, any interpreter written in that language and then compiled with the PyPy toolchain can have a JIT compiled in. And they even have backends that they're capable of translating the interpreter to run on the JV, to run on the .NET framework, to run to output C, so a native code implementation, and the outputs for the JVM and the .NET framework also have a JIT compiled in. So they'll be double JITted. They'll have JITted bytecode emitted from the dynamic programming language, so you'll actually get a statically typed bytecode where appropriate, where the PyPy JIT determines that's appropriate, and then the underlying framework can JIT that to native machine code. So that's a very interesting project. They're on their fifth incarnation of the JIT. It looks like it's working very well. The joke is that PyPy has had as many versions of their JIT compiler as there are other implementations of Python, but this one looks like it's going to cut the mustard, good English expression. They can now translate the whole of their Python implementation. And it only runs about as fast as it does without the JIT, but that's because the assembly language it's outputting is shocking, which is actually good news because it means there's an awful lot of room for improvements and optimization in the quality of the assembly language they're outputting. And there are other interesting things afoot with Python as well. Christian Tizmer has just released Psycho version 2. It's only a source code release at the moment. Psycho is a specializing compiler, which is effectively another JIT that works with CPython. It's not an alternative implementation. It just plugs into Python. And the last release of Psycho was really a long time ago when Armin Rigo went to work on the PyPy project. And Christian Tizmer has done a lot of work. He's flushed out some very difficult bugs, and he's refactored a great deal. So Psycho is now more maintainable. He's very positive about the future of Psycho, about getting it ported to 64-bit platforms, perhaps porting it to Python 3. It optimizes things like Python properties. He showed property access with a 100-fold speed increase when using Psycho. And like PyPy, one of the interesting things about Psycho is that it's able to massively speed up pure Python code. So one of the approaches for optimizing things like the built-in functions is to rewrite them in pure Python, and then Psycho is able to optimize them. And he's looking at perhaps optimizing NumPy by rewriting core parts of NumPy in pure Python. So here we're seeing Christian looking to improve performance by porting to Python, which is a very good thing. And there are also some experimental implementations. HotPy is one, CrossTwine Linker is another one that featured at EuroPython. And new implementations of Python, or in the case of CrossTwine, of Ruby as well, that are capable of seeing performance improvements. So there's a lot going on to work on speeding up the performance of Python. This is all for part three. And in part four, we should come back round to the point.